Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break French, Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 4. Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est toujours Pierre-Benoît.
Comment vas-tu aujourd'hui?
Je vais très très bien. Un peu moins froid que l'autre jour.
C'est bien alors.
J'avais dit que ça allait, mais froidement, mais ça va mieux. Oui, c'est bien. Il fait bon aujourd'hui. Et toi, comment vas-tu?
Ça va. J'ai l'impression aujourd'hui que Charlotte et ses amis vont avoir froid.
Oui. Oui, ils vont avoir froid sur le petit bateau, c'est ça?
C'est ça. They are on an atelier de pêche today. They're having a fishing, not a sinning workshop, but a fishing workshop. And we'll find out more about this as we listen to the text. Now, as usual, we'll be listening to this text, and then Pierre-Benoît and I will talk through what is included in the text, looking at interesting expressions, interesting vocabulary, and of course, some tricky grammar in there too. Alors, on est prêt?
C'est parti.
Allez, c'est parti.
Nous nous sommes levés à 5h30 pour une aventure fantastique. Au programme d'aujourd'hui, location d'un petit bateau au vieux bassin pour un atelier de pêche. C'était un matin frais et brumeux, et le soleil s'est levé vers 7h quand notre guide a démarré le moteur du bateau. Une fois en pleine mer, notre guide nous a montré comment pêcher des crevettes. Quel courage de se lever si tôt tous les jours et d'avoir une telle passion pour son travail. Théo a dit que s'il ne trouvait aucun travail dans le domaine de l'histoire après son diplôme, il se reconvertirait bien en pêcheur. Ce qui est sûr, c'est que l'air de la mer nous a bien requinqués. Pour le déjeuner, on a donc préparé, avec la grande aide de la femme du pêcheur, un beau gros cabillaud frais de ce matin. Mais il était déjà temps de se remettre en route, cette fois pour Caen. Lucas nous y a conduits en tout juste 1 heure. Cette ville portuaire nous servira de point de base pendant 2 nuits pour visiter les plages de Normandie demain. Après un tour dans les magasins, on est rentré à l'hôtel en plein centre-ville. Ce soir, nous dînons dans le restaurant de l'hôtel pour ensuite aller dormir tôt.
Encore une fois, un texte très intéressant avec des expressions bien pointues.
Oui, bien pointues, mais nous allons les regarder et les expliquer. Il n'y aura plus de problème.
Plus de problème du tout. Ok, let's get straight to it if you take the first sentence, please.
Nous nous sommes levés à 5h30 pour une aventure fantastique.
Ok, so nous nous sommes levés. This is another reflexive verb. And because these are diaries, because we are very often referring to the past, we're seeing lots of examples of past tenses. In this case, a perfect tense. The perfect tense used for the narrative elements of a story. So nous nous sommes levés, we got up. It's a reflexive verb. therefore it takes être, and we also need to think about the agreement. Nous nous sommes levés à 5 heures. We got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not really the kind of time you like to get up when you're on your holidays, but anyway.
It's not 5 o'clock, Mark. It's 5:30. You get an extra half hour. It's good.
I just noticed that there. À 5 heures et demie. Quick question for our listeners, just to keep you on your toes. 5 heures et demie. How do you spell demi? Pierre Benoit.
It's got to have an extra E.
So D-E-M-I-E. Why or in which situations would we see demi without the E?
Without the E, if what it refers to as a half is a masculine noun.
Can you give us an example of that?
Un jour et demi or deux jours et demi, you would have just an I. Because un jour is masculine.
Mm-hmm. But here we're talking about cinq heures. Feminine, et demi, and half an hour. Okay, so 5.5 hours or 5:30. They got up at 5:30 pour une aventure fantastique, for a fantastic adventure.
Can we go back to lever, Mark? Because it's very good. Yes, you've got to agree because it's être and it's the auxiliary that's used. But also it's the E acute S. And although we have a mixture of boys and girls, because we have Charlotte, Theo and Luca. Remember that the masculine takes over the feminine for the agreement.
Okay, let's continue on.
Au programme d'aujourd'hui, location d'un petit bateau au vieux bassin pour un atelier de pêche.
So on the schedule today, au programme d'aujourd'hui, location, so it's a little bit of a false friend, location. We've got a word in English, location, but in the French, location is coming from the verb louer. It means to hire, so rental or hiring, d'un petit bateau, of a little boat, au vieux bassin, in the old basin, as we've seen, it's the sort of port in the middle of the town of Rouen, pour un atelier de pêche, for a fishing workshop.
C'était un matin frais et brumeux, et le soleil s'est levé vers 7 heures quand notre guide a démarré le moteur du bateau.
Ok, so c'était un matin frais et brumeux. Frais means fresh, so it was a fresh and brumeux morning. Brumeux is linked to la brume.
Yeah, la brume, what I think is like what I call the haze. I always associate la brume with la brume de chaleur. Like it's got a bit of heat in it, so it could be in the summer, but I know it can be used in other seasons as well. La brume is a lovely word.
I think in English we would refer to this as mist. Mm-hmm. It's not as strong as fog.
Which exists as well in French as le brouillard.
Le brouillard, okay. So la brume is a lighter kind of mist. That sort of mist maybe over the water in the morning, that kind of idea. And then the next part.
Le soleil s'est levé vers 7 heures.
So the sun rose, le soleil s'est levé. And notice that we can use the sun got up the same way as we got up. Nous nous sommes levés, le soleil s'est levé. Vers 7 heures, around 7 o'clock.
Quand notre guide a démarré le moteur du bateau.
When our guide started, démarrer le moteur du bateau. So démarrer is to start, but it's a bit different from the other word, one of the other words to start, commencer.
Yes, démarrer is when you start an engine, when you start something, okay, start a day. So, démarrer la voiture, démarrer la journée.
Could you démarrer l'ordinateur?
Oui, démarrer ou redémarrer if you have to reboot it. But I think because you've got this, the idea of light when you switch on the TV or the computer, I think allumer is the word I would tend to, I would prefer.
Okay, d'accord. Donc, in this case, we've got the guide who started the motor of the boat.
Une fois en pleine mer, notre guide nous a montré comment pêcher des crevettes.
Très bien, ok. Une fois is a fantastic phrase when you're telling a story because it basically moves everything on and also it means that you can avoid a verb. Une fois en pleine mer, once we were in the middle of the sea, and in English we need that, we were, but in French you can get away without it. Une fois en pleine mer, once we were in the middle of the sea, notre guide nous a montré comment pêcher des crevettes. Des crevettes would be prawns.
Yeah, prawns, yeah. Okay, and pêcher, to fish prawns. And nous a montré, here again we have an indirect object.
Yeah, so nous a montré, he showed to us. It's a to us, therefore there's no agreement on the montré. It's just the montré, M-O-N-T-R-E, acute. Notre guide nous a montré comment pêcher des crevettes.
Yeah, and I think it's quite good to remember that montrer à quelqu'un. Well, as in English, yes, it's show to us, but sometimes we say he showed us, so it would appear to be a direct verb, and it's not.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, let's finish this off.
Quel courage de se lever si tôt, tous les jours, et d'avoir une telle passion pour son travail.
Okay, quel courage, what courage, de se lever si tôt, tous les jours. What courage to get up so early every day. De se lever si tôt tous les jours et d'avoir une telle passion pour son travail. We've seen tel que before. So this one's une telle passion, such a passion. And again, une passion is feminine. Therefore, tel has to be in the feminine singular form. Une telle passion pour son travail.
Excellent, Marc.
Let's continue on.
Théo a dit que s'il ne trouvait aucun travail dans le domaine de l'histoire après son diplôme, il se reconvertirait bien en pêcheur.
This is nice. Théo said, que s'il ne trouvait aucun travail, that if he found no work. Now that's ne aucun there, so that's your negative part. We need the ne and the aucun. So s'il ne trouvait pas de travail, if he didn't find work, but here it's s'il ne trouvait aucun travail, if he didn't find any work dans le domaine de l'histoire, if in the history domain, après son diplôme, after his degree, il se reconvertirait bien en pêcheur. I think this is really interesting because this bien has a sense of happily. He would be quite happy to reconvert himself into a fisherman.
Yeah. That's it. To kind of change total direction, like change the job, and become a fisherman. Yeah.
So he would happily change his direction to become a fisherman. It's that a conditional there? Il se reconvertirait.
It's a lovely conditional. It's quite difficult to say. Il se reconvertirait bien.
Yeah.
So it's those kind of words you need to practice when you're going over your conditional endings and even the whole verb. Yeah.
Très bien. OK.
Ce qui est sûr, c'est que l'air de la mer nous a bien requinqué.
Right. Now, there's a lot in this particular part of the text. Ce qui est sûr. That which is sure. What's for certain, c'est que l'air de la mer is that the air of the sea air, nous a bien requinqué. Now, little spot check here, a little challenge for our listeners. Nous a bien requinqué. You may remember, if you were listening to our travel diaries, I think in travel diaries season one we heard this. I know that we've definitely heard it in La Vérité éclate toujours. But requinqué means to pick you up. It's it picks you up. It gives you more energy. However, my question here is this a direct or an indirect object here when we've got nous a bien requinqué and therefore do we need an agreement? Listeners, have a think about that for a moment. Ce qui est sûr, c'est que l'air de la mer nous a bien requinqué. Pierre Benoît, over to you.
Well, premier indice, the first clue is requinqué someone. Yeah. So what does it tell us, Mark?
Well, if it's requinqué someone, it's direct. Therefore, the nous is a direct object. And that therefore means we need the S on the end of nous a bien requinqué.
Yeah, the past participle has to agree. So nous being obviously all of them is going to have to be plural. And then it's going to be an acute S at the end.
Now, this is tricky because requinqué is not the most everyday word. Let's be honest. But Pierre-Benoît, can you help us here by giving us another word that could stand in for requinqué? Doesn't it necessarily mean to need to have the same meaning, but it could be a word that we could replace here to give a similar expression?
Well, Mark, since we used impressionné, which is a direct verb, in the previous episode, why not use it here?
That sounds like a good idea. So the sea air impressed us. And there we can immediately see nous a impressionné with an S on the end because the nous is direct. So l'air de la mer nous a impressionné, or in this case, l'air de la mer nous a bien requinqué. It revived us, it gave us a boost.
Très bien. And de bien, don't let the bien kind of annoy you. Okay, it did it well. Okay, it really, really picked us up. Yeah.
Très bien.
Pour le déjeuner, on a donc préparé avec la grande aide de la femme du pêcheur un beau gros cabillaud frais de ce matin.
Pour le déjeuner, for lunch, on a donc préparé, therefore prepared, avec la grande aide de la femme du pêcheur, with the great help of the fisherman's wife, un beau gros cabillaud, that's like a rhyme.
There's a lot frais. Of O-O-O here.
And not only that, it's frais de ce matin. So, a beautiful big cod, frais de ce matin, freshly caught from this morning. Très bien. This is making me hungry. I think we should pause for a moment and we'll be back in just a moment with the rest of this episode. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, did you enjoy your freshly caught cod, Pierre Benoit?
I did. It was lovely. I like the oh 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 sound. It's like when you catch that fish and you go oh 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 oh. That's it. Was good. That was good. I like that.
Let's continue on with our text then. We've just got a little bit to do for this text. Here goes.
Mais il était déjà temps de se remettre en route. Cette fois, pour quand?
Okay, but it was already time. Mais il était déjà temps de se remettre en route. So to put ourselves en route again. So to set off again en route.
I think we saw se mettre en route in a previous episode. So this time it's se remettre.
Remettre. Yeah. So we've got the remettre and je me suis remis en route. Nous nous sommes remis en route and so on. Cette fois pour quand? Now, I think quand, C-A-E-N, is probably, along with Reims, that's R-E-I-M-S, probably one of the most badly pronounced places in the whole of France, at least.
Yeah, and sometimes as well, this town of Caen can be quite tricky, like in understanding, because Caen also sounds like the word Caen, Q-U-A-N-D, which means when.
Yeah.
So if you say, je suis allé à Caen, okay, I went to Caen, okay, and the person says, Caen? And then do they mean when, or do they mean they're surprised at the idea that you went to Caen? So yeah. It can lead to weird conversation, like suddenly you say, well, are we understanding each other or not? So it's quite good.
All sorts of confusion. Oh dear. Right.
Qui te laisse confus.
Ouais, tout à fait. Right, before we get even cheesier, let's continue on.
Lucas nous y a conduit en tout juste une heure.
I am loving this text because it's full of interesting past participles and whether or not they agree. Lucas nous y a conduit en tout juste une heure. So let's talk about the meaning first. Lucas drove us there in just 1 hour, in tout juste une heure, in no more than an hour. But nous y a conduit, the I is standing for there, talking about quand. And it's just saying, Lucas nous a conduit. He drove us there. Now, is it he drove to us? Or is it he drove for us? Or is it he put us in the car and took us there?
Well, yes, it is actually a direct verb. Conduire quelqu'un.
In which case, we need to make that agree. So, Lucas nous a conduit, or nous y a conduit, C-O-N-D-U-I-T-S.
Très bien.
As you're listening to this, if you're not familiar with all of this idea of agreeing past participles with direct objects and so on, don't worry about it. It's most important that you understand the meaning, first of all. And then as you get more confident and as you get more experience with French, then you can begin to investigate these more complex areas where we're looking at tricky agreements, especially when we can't hear them because the words are or the letters are silent. Okay?
Cette ville portuaire nous servira de point de base pendant 2 nuits pour visiter les plages de Normandie demain.
Okay, so it's described as une ville portuaire, so a harbour town, a town with a port. And it will act as a base. Cette ville portuaire nous servira de point de base, as a point of base, literally, pendant 2 nuits, for 2 nights, pour visiter les plages de Normandie demain. To visit the Normandy beaches tomorrow. Now, Pierre-Benoît, can I ask you about pendant?
Yeah.
In English, we say this town will serve as a base for 2 nights. Could we use pour here?
Yes, you could, because it's in the future. So you would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it were in the past and we were talking about, Charlotte is writing her diary and saying, we've arrived here, so this is the place that's going to serve as a place, as a base for us, and so on. If it were in the past, and she said, this place served for 2 nights as a base, what would happen there?
If it's in the past, Mark, it's got to be pendant.
Tout à fait. Okay. So, can I also suggest that we don't actually need the pendant at all?
In the past, that's a very good point, fair point, Mark. Yeah, you could get away with it.
Okay, so this is the place that's going to serve as a base for us for 2 nights while we visit the Normandy beaches tomorrow.
And again, the pour visiter, which is really tricky because it's just to visit, but we need the pour here because it's with a view to doing this. Okay, this is why they're coming to Caen so that they can visit. So in order to visit, you need the pour plus the infinitive.
Okay, très bien. Let's continue.
Après un tour dans les magasins, on est rentré à l'hôtel en plein centre-ville.
Okay, so after a tour of the shops, on est rentré à l'hôtel. We came back to the hotel en plein centre-ville, right in the middle of town.
Ce soir, nous dînons dans le restaurant de l'hôtel pour ensuite aller dormir tôt.
Okay, ce soir, this evening, we are dining in the hotel restaurant. Nous dînons dans le restaurant de l'hôtel pour ensuite aller dormir tôt. In order, therefore, afterwards, to go to bed early. And we've got another pour plus an infinitive.
Yeah, we've got a few in this passage, and I think they're very good. They're very good. You've got to get familiar with them and use them.
Tout à fait. Okay, let's listen again now to the whole text, now that we've gone through it in more detail, and hopefully it will all make more sense.
Nous nous sommes levés à 5h30 pour une aventure fantastique. Au programme d'aujourd'hui, location d'un petit bateau au vieux bassin pour un atelier de pêche. C'était un matin frais et brumeux, et le soleil s'est levé vers 7 heures quand notre guide a démarré le moteur du bateau. Une fois en pleine mer, notre guide nous a montré comment pêcher des crevettes. Quel courage de se lever si tôt tous les jours et d'avoir une telle passion pour son travail. Théo a dit que s'il ne trouvait aucun travail dans le domaine de l'histoire après son diplôme, il se reconvertirait bien en pêcheur. Ce qui est sûr, c'est que l'air de la mer nous a bien requinqués. Pour le déjeuner, on a donc préparé, avec la grande aide de la femme du pêcheur, un beau gros cabillaud frais de ce matin. Mais il était déjà temps de se remettre en route, cette fois pour Caen. Lucas nous y a conduits en tout juste 1 heure. Cette ville portuaire nous servira de point de base pendant 2 nuits pour visiter les plages de Normandie demain. Après un tour dans les magasins, on est rentré à l'hôtel en plein centre-ville. Ce soir, nous dînons dans le restaurant de l'hôtel pour ensuite aller dormir tôt.
So there we have it, the end of this text. We have been doing some fishing today. We've learned some new words. I'm sure perhaps cabillaud was new to our listeners. And we've also had some interesting discussions about agreements of past participles after certain things.
Yeah, and I think if you thought you were going to be sleeping during this this episode, I think the whole thing has requinqué you, hasn't it?
Tout à fait. Ça m'a bien requinqué. Okay, we can, of course, provide more information for you, some extra support in terms of the premium version of this course, and that is over at the Coffee Break Academy. We have lesson notes, we have a video version, which will help you understand the content a little better by repeating it along with Charlotte as she reads the texts, and you can practice your pronunciation doing that. So all of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And of course, you can always find the Coffee Break French team on social media. So don't forget to check out Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular cultural information and language challenges 3 times a week. We're also Learn French on Twitter, and you can find Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
And of course, we're posting the photos of all the places where Charlotte and Lucas and Theo end up on their journey over on Instagram, along with the photos from our other travel diaries. We're running an Italian travel diary at the moment, we'll soon be doing a German and a Spanish one too. So you can find all of that on Instagram. Just search for Coffee Break Languages. For now, that's it. We will be joining our friends next time on the beaches of Normandy for a historical episode. So until then, merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Au revoir.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.